Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank White. Batting second. The DH, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Healy scoops up the ball and tags North for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bando trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kubiak. The throw from Healy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Healy reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Frank White. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Healy scores. It's Athletics, 2, Royals, 2. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. North moves to second. Dal Maxville pinch hits for Reggie Jackson. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby spins and fires to second, with Floyd covering, and has North trapped. There's the throw to Schall, who tags North for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Manghuel now playing right field. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Manghuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Shaw scores. McRae goes all the way around to score. Healy moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Royals. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd strikes out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. North strikes out. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing right field. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Manghul moves to second. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Ken Wright now pitching. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-3 in the game. Ten Arche hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Ten Arche reaches second base with a double. Manghul scores. Lewis moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. Ten Arche tags and moves to third. One out. It's Athletics, 4, Royals, 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a fly ball towards center. North catches it and throws to Kubiak, who relays to Hegan to double up Hobley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Gene Garber now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. North takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando bunts between the mound and first base. Garber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Campaneris moves to third. North moves to second. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manghul is walked intentionally. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Alan Lewis. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rojas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Knowles now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Horacio Pena now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 4 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 4 in the game. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Ten Arche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kirkpatrick out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Healy moves to second. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by 10 Arche for a passed ball. Healy moves to third. Floyd moves to second. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Gail Hopkins. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Healy tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.